Seemingly lately they've had your number.
Yeah, they've done a good job. I don't know what it is, to be honest.
The way it is for some teams sometimes, the way they play, they do as well. But
at the same time, I don't think we've played our best against them yet.
You were interviewed like young. Thank you, but I swear to God, I'm such a junior. I don't know why. I thought it was just Adriano. I kind of stumbled.
Well, then I thought it might have been Gino. He rewound it. No. I'm like,
I don't know what I said. I don't think
it made sense.
Let's squeeze in with one more here. To be honest, what does this team
have? Use our speed more. We've got to get our forecheck goal. We did that early on in Montreal on Wednesday, and then we didn't get the puck moving as quick as we would have liked the last two periods. So that's our focus, but at the same time, we want to manage the puck well in the zone. They have 3-4 guys that really just look for breakaway chances to take off, and we'd like not to give them those opportunities.
Are there major adjustments that have to be made in neutral ice, the way they box things in?
No, I think don't be in between. Either we take our time and wait for the right play, or we play quicker, and I think everybody would like to make that quick play right away so we can get on top of them and don't let them set up in their trap.
Hey, Daniel, with Boston losing again last night, how much more motivation does that give you now? They're only 1 point up with only a game in hand now to say that we can do this and win the division here.
I mean, we know the situation, and what we can do is control our play. We can't really do much about how Boston play or what they're going to do, but we're going to try to win as many games as we can and see where we end up at the end. But we just want to keep it simple and focus on one game at a time, and I think that's the best recipe.
How important is home ice advantage during the playoffs? Is that important?
Well, I think everybody would like to start at home. I don't know if I can put a percent on it, how important it is, but I think everybody would like to start at home, have your home fans. But for us, we're going to end up where we're going to end up, and we're going to try to push and finish as strong as possible. More so to be ready going into the playoffs. But, we played equally good at home as we have on the road, so we know we can play on both sides.
Thanks, Dan. Is it easier to think about your future when the team's winning than when the team's doing this good?
I don't know. I mean, I think we've had the mentality all year long to stay in the present, and we can't worry about other teams or depend on other teams for us to finish better. We can only worry about how we can get better as a team going forward, and we've done a good job of that throughout the year, and we'd like to continue that and try not to get caught up in who we're going to match up with or where we're going to end up. It will all kind of sort itself out in the end.
As a veteran doing on a personal note, being back on the winning team now probably eases your decision to maybe want to stick around for a few more.
Well, we'll see. I mean, I'm not going to approach that till after the season. Like I said, my focus is the same here. I'm not worried about next year right now. And for sure, I've had a lot of fun this year. It's been a great group to be a part of. And hopefully we can finish strong and then play well in the playoffs and see what happens after.
It wasn't a big rest for you, I guess, with all the media attention you had, all the events. How was the aftermath?
It was a busy weekend, but one of the best weekends I've ever had in my professional life. So I ranked that as really high, and I appreciate all the support I got from everywhere from that weekend, and I think us as a team, we had a really tough stretch leading up to the All-Star break, and we stumbled going into the break and then a little bit after, and I think everybody, the whole team was fatigued, and we kind of turned the ship a little bit, and been able to play more consistent the last few weeks here.
Now that you've played 70 games with Paul McLean, how can you describe his impact on your team this season?
I don't know. I can do the best. I think the standings shows what he's done to the team from where we've been the last 3 years. With the personnel we have, he's been able to get the most of everybody. I think everybody's having a much better year than they did, especially last year. And that goes a lot to the coaching staff and the way they've worked us and pushed us so far.
The fact that he was coming from a winning organization in Detroit, would you say that he bring also this mentality right away, right from the start with Ottawa?
Yeah, but I think it's different when you come to a team that, you know, the expectations from the outside for us is not very good. You know, if you come in and demand winning and think that we're going to play like Detroit, then I think that would be detrimental to any coach to do that. It would backfire. And I think he's handled it really well. He knows he has a lot of teaching to do, but at the same time pushing us to believe that we can do better than a lot of people think. And but definitely, you know, he knows what it takes on a daily basis and how to prepare, and that's an experience that's great to have, and obviously comes with a lot of credibility.
Danielle, after the game on Wednesday, Coach McLean said this team doesn't seem to bring the best out of us. What can you say about that? Like, you play differently against the Habs?
Yeah, I think they do a good job of clogging up the neutral zone, and I think we've got to do a better job of getting off the better starts against them. We've made Carey look really good in that too. We got to get to him and get people in front of him more than we have. When we've been busting around, that's how we scored our goals and point shots and getting people, you know, tight on him and getting rebounds. But they're a team that, you know, if they get the lead, they're going to fog up the neutral zone and make it tough for you. And I think we talked about too that we got to play quicker in the neutral zone.
I remember 2017, the team was at the Stanley Cup Final. 2003, the goal away from the Stanley Cup Final again. Is it a different team right now because the team is younger than when, you know, there was that playoff push? Because the team is maybe as best as it ever been since 2007, if I say that. Am I mistaken?
No, I think, you know, if you take away the first half, you know, 7-8, we were unbelievable, but then for whatever reasons we couldn't continue to push. And there's been a lot of changes since then, and we haven't played this well since then.